Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool. We are on chapter 6. And note, this is a very important chapter because in the previous chapters, we understood what is foreign exchange, what is the foreign exchange market, what are the foreign exchange rates, how the rates move, how the rates are calculated. But these were typically the spot rates. This chapter, we are going to talk specifically on the forward rates. In fact, the forward rates are calculated on the basis of spot rates. So before dwelling more deeper into this chapter, let's understand the learning objectives of this chapter. We'll understand the forward rate as well as how a forward rate is quoted. We'll also learn to calculate the forward differential, because this forward differential will help us to actually compute a forward rate. And then we will see that these forward rates can be at par, at premium, or even at discount. And we will describe these particular situations as to when do we call a forward rate at par, at premium, or at a discount. And we'll also learn what are the factors that are responsible for these variations in the forward rates. And finally, we'll also learn how the forward rates are quoted. And we'll also understand some specific treatments on the forward rates because of the final day, the maturity day, maybe coming on a Sunday or a holiday or a specific month like a February or a March. So this chapter is going to be very, very interesting. So friends, let's start with what is a forward rate. As I said before, a forward rate is specifically useful for fulfilling an obligation in Forex at a future date. And what is the reason for this? Specifically for hedging the risk. When it comes to a person who is supposed to pay in foreign exchange at a future date, the rates are never constant, they keep on fluctuating, and he might face a risk of a higher rate in the future, and for that reason he wants to lock a future rate as on today, so that irrespective of what the rate is going to be at a future date, he will have a clear projection as to what are going to be his cash flows. He will be in a position to determine the price of his products and thus have an effective business plan with predetermined profits. So that's the beauty of a forward rate. One important point we need to understand this. Normally, exchange rates are quoted at a spot rate. What do you mean spot rate? Spot rates are used for settlement as of today, immediate settlement. But when there is a situation when the settlement has to be done at a future date, then the forward rates are useful. So if the settlement is to be done after the spot date, remember what did I say? Spot rate means settlement immediately. But when it is to be done after the spot date, the rate that we quote is called as the forward rate. So with this basic understanding of the forward rate, let's move forward. Forward rates are arrived after taking into account the spot rate. Because when we talk about spot rate, we saw the rate that we use it for immediate settlement. And then based on the future projection of the risk, based on the future interest rate differentials, the spot rate is adjusted to derive the forward rate. So if we have to put a sort of equation, the forward rate is arrived at after taking into account number one, the spot rate. Number two, the interest rate differential between the spot rate and the forward rate. And this interest rate differential will depend upon various factors like what is the demand and supply of the currency, what are the different economic indicators that are reflected in the countries whose currencies which are dealing with, various events that could happen, etc., etc. And once this forward rate is determined, profit can be made by taking advantage of the forward differential points. One important factor that is applicable on the forward rate is the mood or sentiment or the perception of the market as to what the rate is going to happen in the future. Automatically, we come to know whether that speculation is going to convert into a profit or a loss based on the final settlement that is going to happen and based on the market rates that we are going to see actually on those dates. So let's take an example to understand a forward rate. For example, a US dollar and a Swiss franc rate for a spot is, say, for one US dollar, you have to pay, say, about 1.4530 Swiss francs. This is the spot rate. So the forward rate will always be a bit more because generally we see the fluctuations happen on the uptrend in case of the foreign exchange. So let us presume a 3 months forward rate is, say, US dollar 1 is equal to, say, 1.4730. Note there is a difference between the spot and the forward rate. The difference is 200 points, and this 200 points we can say is the forward rate point or the differential. And this 200 points is on the basis of various factors, as I said in the previous slide, based on the demand and supply of the currency, based on the sentiment and mood of the market, based on the interest rate differentials and various other factors that has the possibility of impacting the currency rates. So I have already told you about the various factors. This slide is going to explain you what are the factors that can affect a forward rate. So the first and the foremost factor that can effect of forward rate is the demand and supply. The demand and supply of the currency at the settlement date. We have seen the spot rate, there is no such risk of future settlement because the settlement happens immediately. Whereas when it comes to this forward rate, the demand and supply has to be seen at the date of settlement. If there is more demand at that settlement date, obviously there will be a heavier price for that currency in the future. If there is more supply, it would be cheaper. So the higher the demand, the currency will attract the premium. The lower the demand or more the supply, the currency will be at a discount. So this is a way demand and supply can impact the forward rate. The next important factor is the interest rate. When we talk about interest rate can be different for different countries. In India, we have, say, interest rate of, say, 7%, whereas in, say, UK, the interest rate is only 3%. This difference in the interest rates can be taken advantage of buying one currency and actually investing in the currency which has a higher interest rate. So the interest rate differential between the countries can also affect the forward rate. And the most important factor is the market expectation. The market expectations, the mood of the traders in the market, the interest rates, the economy show, and the foreign exchange movements and the popularity of the currency that is used for settling the trade will actually decide the forward rate. So demand and supply of the currency, interest rate differentials, and the market expectations about the currency, interest rates, economy, and foreign exchange will be impacting the forward rate when it comes to deciding upon what adjustment needs to be made on the spot rate. Now we move on to an important application of the forward rates or even the spot rates. We are going to talk about the arbitrage. What is an arbitrage? Arbitrage is taking advantage of the difference in the interest rates in two different markets. Arbitrage represents an opportunity to maturing risk-free profits by undertaking offsetting transactions. So these transactions, based on the opportunity of different interest rates, different currency values, can be used to offset purely from the point of booking the profits. Arbitrage can be in interest rates, that is when one borrows in one place and lends in another rate. So the difference in the rates of borrowing and lending becomes a spread in these arbitrage transactions. And why does this happen? Purely because of the imperfection of the market. No market is ideal. The forex market is highly volatile, and one can take advantage of this volatility the imperfections in market because of the different interest rates at different regions, different countries, and based on that, one can actually utilize this volatility, the differences for taking booking profits by taking advantage of arbitrage transactions by offsetting transactions in different markets. It may be possible to make a profit by selling rupees and then buying dollars and then selling this to buy francs. So it need not depend only on transacting in one currency. It can be utilized for different type of transactions, specifically for taking advantage of the different rates and that are prevailing in different types of markets. Now let's see how to calculate a forward differential. We take a specific example. Suppose the spot exchange rate is say 1.60 and the interest rate differential is say about 5% per annum. The forward period is say 30 days and the number of days in the year is 360. So basis on this presumption about the exchange rate, the interest rate differential, the forward period and the number of days in a year, we apply a formula. What is the formula? The formula is spot rate into interest rate differential into forward rate divided by 100 into number of days in a year. Applying the same information which we used in the previous slide, we get the forward differential as 0.0133. And this 0.0133 is utilized as a forward rate, can be arrived at adjusting the spot rate at the forward differential. So this forward differential, when actually used with the spot rate, we will get a forward rate. So this is a basic formula. The same formula can be actually utilized for calculating the interest rate differential. Just move around the numericals and the denominators, and by which we get an interest rate differential as a forward points into number of days in the year into 100 upon the spot rate into forward rate. And once we get the interest rate differential, then simply we can juggle with the numbers. We can have a formula for forward rate differential is equal to spot rate minus forward rate. And this is what actually is the difference because of the risk that is taken for settling the obligation at a future date. So this risk, as we have said before, can be culminating into at par value, at premium value, or even at a discount value. So based on the actual factors that are going to affect the forward rate, we can actually arrive at a forward rate. So as I said before, we can have the forward rates into three different pockets. It can be at par, it can be at premium, it can be at discount. This purely depends upon the factors that are affecting the forward rate. However, we have to keep our eyes open to see what is the forward rate offered in different types of market, and based on that, we can make our transaction beneficial to our business. So let's understand what exactly is a forward rate at par, what exactly is a forward rate at a premium, and what exactly is a forward rate at a discount. The first one is a forward rate at par. What does it at par means? At par simply means that in relation to the spot rate, the value of the currency, both for the spot and the forward deal. So when a forward rate is quoted at par in relation to the spot rate, so forward rate is equal to spot rate, we say the forward rate is quoted at par. So value of currency is equal to both for the spot and the forward deals. That means there is no risk perceived on the date of obligation in case of a forward rate at par. So that's the reason the forward rate and the spot rate both are equal and we say it is quoted at par. Now let's see what happens in case of a premium. When a forward rate is quoted at premium, we can certainly assume that the currency is dearer and costlier than the spot rate. When we say currency is dearer and costlier, means there is more demand for that currency on the date of settlement. Buyer will receive lesser units of foreign currency against the fixed amount of the local currency because the forward rate is quoted at premium. For example, if the spot dollar euro rate is say 1.80 8510 and 2 months forward euro are quoted a premium of, say, 5 pfennigs. It would mean that for US dollar 1, the buyer would receive 5 cents lesser than the spot rate, which means 1.8010. So this is the way of actually interpreting and understanding the impact when the forward rate is quoted at a premium. So what are the factors or the characteristics of a forward rate at a premium? Forward rates are dearer than the spot rates. That is number one factor. There is an excess demand for foreign currency. Because there is excess demand, there is a premium on the currency. Another important factor is the higher rate of interest in the home center. Because there is a higher rate of interest in home center, we will see a lot of attraction happening of the currency, and there is a likely appreciation of the spot rate, and automatically there would be a premium on the forward rate also. The third variant of the forward rate, which we say as quoted at discount. What do you mean by quoted at discount? It simply means the foreign currency is cheaper, lower than the spot rate. The buyer will receive more units of foreign currency against a fixed amount of the local currency in the forward deal. And if you have to understand this by an example, say the spot pound dollar rate is 1.7855 and the 2 months forward dollar is quoted at a discount of 3 cents, then what do we see? That 3 cents more, and it would mean simply for £1 the buyer would receive 1.8155 and not 1.7855, which simply means 3 cents more than the spot rate. So this is a simple understanding of what is going to be the impact when the forward rate is at par, is at premium, or at a discount. So what are the characteristics of forward rate at discount? Number one, the rates are cheaper than the spot rates. There is an excess supply. In case of premium, we saw there was an excess demand. In case the rate is at discount, there is an excess supply. There will be a higher rate of interest in foreign center, which means more attraction in foreign center and likely depreciation at spot rate. And that's the reason the forward rate would also be at discount. So what are the factors responsible for the premium and the discount? The number one factor is the rate of interest. We saw how the rate of interest at the home currency, home country, and the currency of a foreign country, the rate difference will actually impact the inflow and outflow of the foreign currency. The next important factor is the demand for and supply of forward currency. And third important factor is the appreciation or depreciation of the spot rates. And one has to note very carefully that not one single factor is going to impact. All these three factors taken together would ultimately decide whether the forward currency would be at a premium or at a discount, under or over these spot rates. Now let us look at these each factor one by one. First is the rate of interest. The rates of interest prevailing in the home center and the concerned foreign center would decide whether the forward margin should be quoted at a premium or discount. The forward margin between the spot rates and the forward rates for the currency reflects the difference between the interest rate in the two center. As we saw, if there is a higher rate of interest in the home center, more attraction in the home center, and there would be definitely an appreciation. However, when there is a higher interest rates in the foreign center, there will be an outflow, depreciation of currency in the home center, appreciation of currency in the foreign center. So this is how the rate of interest can impact. Next important factor is the demand and supply of foreign currency. If the supply of foreign currency is more than the demand, the forward rate would be at a discount, because there would be depreciation. If it is otherwise, there is an excess demand over the supply of foreign currency, the forward rate would be at premium. So demand will give rise to premium, and supply or excess supply will give rise to a discount. So these factors definitely are going to impact the forward currency. or especially the forward rates. Same way, the appreciation and depreciation of spot rates. If in the opinion of the exchange dealers, the spot rates are likely to appreciate, the forward rates would be at a premium. But if in their opinion the spot rates were to depreciate, the forward rates would be at a discount. This we have already discussed, but these are factors that would be coming again and again and would be common to the changes in the forward rates, especially in relation with the spot rates. So friends, having understood this basic concepts about the spot rates and the forward rates, now there is a discussion point. The reason for a currency being quoted at a premium and discount is the perception of the market on the demand and supply, because there is no such thing wherein there is some statistical experiment that is made over, but it purely depends. It's a qualitative aspect. It's a perception of the market on the demand and supply of the currency and price of the currency at that point of time. Interest too plays a very important role. Interest is actual, the rate of interest that is prevailing in the countries of whose the currencies are actually traded. So interest plays a very important role in the forward rate of the currency. For example, the spot interbank rate is a US dollar equal to INR 80.90. 3 months rate is the US dollar 1 is equal to Indian rupee 81.40, which means that if one wishes to buy US dollar 3 months forward, one would have to pay 0.50 Indian rupee more per dollar. The US dollar is therefore at a premium over the rupee, and premiums are always added to both the buying and selling. So this is an example of how the premium is actually computed. Let's understand this with another example. Suppose a spot interbank rate is the US dollar 1 is equal to Indian rupee 80.90, and the 3 months rate is say US dollar 1 is equal to Indian rupee 80.40. What does this mean? US dollar is cheaper if one buys 3 months forward than today. The US dollar is therefore quoting at a discount against the rupee. The discount is always deducted from both the buying and the selling rate. So this is the way we understand both a premium and a discount transaction with context to the Indian rupee. Now let's understand how the forward rates are quoted. Now let's look at how the forward rates are quoted. Forward rates are not quoted in absolute terms. What does it mean? Something has to be adjusted with the spot rate. The actual rate, but on forward differentials, and the margin against the spot rate together make a forward rate. The margin represents the premium or the discount. So the spot rates is adjusted with the margin rate to arrive at a forward rate. When a bank quotes a rate, it quotes a two-way rate. We have seen this in the previous chapter. One is a bid rate and the other is the offer rate. So when we say bid rate, it's a buy rate. When we say offer rate, it's a selling rate. So the rate at which one would buy and the rate at which one would sell, both will be in a two-way quote offered by the bank. Say if the rate quoted is US dollar 1 is equal to Indian rupee 80.85 to 80.95. It means the bank will buy US dollar at Indian rupee 80.85, which is the bid rate, and sell at Indian rupee 80.95, which is the offer rate. So two-way quote has both a bid and offer rate, on the basis of which one can easily understand at what rate the bank will buy or sell based on the currency and how it is quoted.